Folklore Publishing Limited presents Dogs with Jobs, Hardworking Pooches, with contributions by various authors and edited by Tyler Moodry. Narrated by Dana Negre. Copyright 2018 by the publisher Folklore Publishing Limited. All rights reserved. No part of this work will be reproduced in any form without the expressed written permission of the publisher. We acknowledge the support of the Government of Canada and the Government of Alberta for our publishing activities. Dogs with Jobs, Hardworking Pooches. Introduction. Be proud but not arrogant. Be beautiful but not vain. Be strong but gentle. Be loving, be humble, be as much like a dog as you can. Trixie Kuntz, a.k.a. Dean Kuntz. Yesterday I was a dog. Today I'm a dog. Tomorrow I'll probably still be a dog. There's so little hope for advancement. Snoopy, a.k.a. Charles M. Schultz. A dog with a job? Picture your favorite hound with glasses and a briefcase, standing on its hind legs and fighting for space in the elevator, and you'll see that a dog with an office job is just silly. But there are a lot of dogs with jobs in this world, and we have stories about many of them. Dogs are intelligent beings who are very trainable, unlike our other pet friends, cats, and, most importantly, who have the desire and will to work alongside humans. Indeed, anthropologists think that dogs may have been first domesticated so they could do the job of protecting our ancestors and helping them to hunt to get the food they need to sustain themselves. We've collected a number of stories about dogs working hard. From police dogs, to dogs who help blind people, to dogs who work outside with farmers and ranchers, their stories are told here. Finally, we have a rundown of the different breeds and how they like to work. So settle in for some great stories about working dogs and enjoy. Service dogs, working for those in need. A dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than he loves himself. Josh Billings, American humorist. Some dogs have taken their role as man's best friend to the extreme, dedicating themselves to the people in their lives and, in some cases, even dying for them. Because they are highly intelligent, social animals, dogs have become invaluable companions to people with special needs. Assistance dogs are more than just pets. They are the eyes, ears, and even hands and feet of people whose senses or bodies do not work as well as they should. Legally speaking, assistance dogs have special status and can accompany their handlers into areas in which pet dogs are not allowed. Companion dogs do the everyday tasks that their owners cannot do. They can close doors, turn on light switches, and pick things up that have been dropped. An undergraduate in guiding. The first formally trained guide dog in the U.S. was a female German Shepherd by the name of Buddy. Her owner, Morris Frank, was one of the founders of the Seeing Eye, the first guide dog school in the United States. Although people tend to use the term seeing eye dog to refer to any dog that acts as a guide for the blind, this term correctly applies only to canines trained by the Seeing Eye. Dogs trained by other schools are referred to as guide dogs. Trained in Switzerland by Dorothy Harrison Eustace, Buddy graduated on April 25, 1928, and returned to the U.S. with Frank, working at his side as he trained other dogs with the methods he learned from Eustace in Switzerland. A 1984 made-for-TV movie, Love Leads the Way, a True Story, explores the relationship between Morris Frank and Buddy, and tells the story of Frank's battle to get legal recognition for guide dogs, so they could be allowed on buses and in public buildings from which pet dogs were banned. A nose for comfort? Police forces also use their four-legged officers as sniffer dogs, especially for narcotics, explosives, weapons, and cadavers. In North America, some police forces employ crisis response dogs. Dogs that are brought in to sit with victims and provide comfort, especially to traumatized children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?